Yuma Perkdal Mishnehe. Bechol Yom Kohanim Olam Bimizracho Shal Kevesh Viyardim Bimaravo. Every day the Kohanim would go up the right side of the ramp and then circle around the Mizbeach and then end up on the left side of the ramp, Bimaravo, in the west. So they went on the east part of the ramp, they went up, and they went down on the west part of the ramp. Vayom Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emsa V'yar Be'emsa. And on this day, the Kohen Gadol went straight up from the middle of the ramp, and he returned straight down to the same spot. Through the middle of the ramp, the Rav explains, to show the kavod and the chashivas, that he's like a ben bayis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he can go wherever he wants, as opposed to other Kohanim that aren't permitted to do so. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Liolam Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emsa V'yar Be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol always can go up through the middle, and he goes down through the middle of the ramp. Bechol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yado V'Ragel of Mina Kior. Every day the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and his feet from the regular basin, the Kior. Vayom Mina Kiton Shel Zav. And today he washes it from the golden basin or urn, however they describe it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Liolam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yado V'Ragel of Mina Kiton Shel Zav. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is also a din of the Kohen Gadol, just like walking up straight any day of the year. He would walk up straight on the Mizbeach, on the middle of the Mizbeach. So too, the way he would wash his hands, since he's a Kohen Gadol, he would always wash his hands from the Kitun Shel Zav as well. Meaning, it had to do with the din of the Kohen Gadol, not with the din of Yom Kippur.